Jennifer Heyer is always searching for new or different ways to solve problems. And as a doctor, she says she was never satisfied with just learning the basic methods she was taught in medical school. She wanted to expand and see what other approaches she could learn. That led her to acupuncture. And Heyer says that as she started researching the procedure more and more, she started seeing real scientific benefits.
The modern scientific explanation is also that needling these acupuncture points stimulates the nervous system to release chemicals in the muscles, spinal cord, and brain. And those chemicals change the experience of pain or illness or trigger the release of other chemicals and hormones that influence the body's own internal regulating system. And so the idea is that this improved energy and biochemical balance produced by acupuncture results in stimulating the body's natural healing abilities and in promoting overall physical and emotional well-being.
Many question whether acupuncture is really effective, but Heyer has always believed in it. She heard patients talk about how acupuncture healed them. She read medical journals where studies talked about the benefits. And she heard how acupuncture didn't just affect humans, but dogs and cats too. So when the chance came for her to learn the practice, she took advantage.
And so I had intended to do this as part of my 10-year plan, and the opportunity was given to me by Petersburg Medical Center, and I'm very thankful to them for that, about getting this training now and starting to offer it now. And so I looked at different programs, and the number one program that trains physicians in acupuncture is called the Helms Medical Institute. And so I would go down to Arizona, and in between going down to Arizona for my clinical practicums, I would be coming back here and studying, practicing on my husband and willing friends, and then go back down and do further study.
The process took 6 months, with 150 hours of study and another 150 spent caring for patients in Arizona. But Heyer says the experience taught her just how much acupuncture could offer. And when she started practicing and working on real-life patients, she was blown away.
There were some amazing results. One example is that I didn't know that acupuncture could be used for acute conditions. And so someone came in with a sprained ankle, and it was very red and swollen. And so we did a tendinomuscular meridian on this patient, and after we put in these various points, you could actually just watch the swelling and redness of the ankle decrease right before your eyes, and the person was able to stand up and walk on their ankle when they weren't when they first came in.
Heyer says acupuncture treatments vary based on what needs to be fixed. In almost all cases, doctors apply needles to precise pressure points on the body, but they vary it up too, adding heat or sometimes even electricity to those points. The treatments can be simple, used to just promote general well-being, but they can also be used for all sorts of ailments, from migraines to bronchitis to chronic back pain. But Heyer says she won't just be using acupuncture by itself for those problems. She'll be mixing it with modern medicine.
The idea and the way that I intend to practice it is I'm a medical acupuncturist, which means that I'm going to practice integrative medicine, which is blending the best from Eastern and Western medicine traditions. And so if you came to see me, for example, for a sinusitis, if you needed antibiotics, I could prescribe those antibiotics. But then we also could do acupuncture to help open up your sinuses, encourage that drainage, and prevent you from getting future episodes of sinusitis. So it's blending the two.
I think I'm going to give it a try. Is
you
that all right?
Yeah,
can I go for it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
As a way to demonstrate her treatments, Heyer offers to perform a bit of acupuncture on me. Heyer brings over a small needle and unwraps it near my hand. She slightly massages the skin in between my thumb and pointer fingers until suddenly...
So we just go here and we just distract the skin. And that's it. It's through the skin.
It wasn't painful at all.
That's good. You gotta say that louder. And so so it's through the skin. And what I might do is just you advance it just a little bit and you might feel a sensation of just a deep ache.
Yeah.
And that's harnessing that chi or the energy in your body.
Yeah, you do feel it, like right in right below. It's definitely like an ache. It's not a pain at all. It's just like a, wow, it's really interesting.
And then we just remove it, and that's it.
Heyer will start practicing acupuncture at Petersburg Medical Center on June 6th, and a wait list has already started for her services. As for paying for the treatments, Heyer says that workers' comp and some private insurers cover acupuncture, but Medicare and Medicaid don't cover the procedures just yet. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.